Is Mark Davis more outspoken now than he's ever been?
Publicly, I would say that. I mean, I've had numerous conversations with the man over the years, and what he's saying now are things that he's said off the record for years. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that, well, he's getting established. He's growing into this role. He's you know, I don't think anybody's ever going to eclipse or step out of the shadow completely of an Al Davis. I mean, that's one of the titans of the game, right? But that is his son, and there's that. You know, the apple doesn't fall very far from the tree on a lot of these things, and he's just kind of, I hate to use the phrase, he's feeling himself, because that to me means there's something fake about it, and it's not. I just get the sense that he's growing into this role and being more outspoken and feeling more comfortable in talking these things. Because when you look at that vote, when the owners voted on whether or not to allow those first eight rows of the stadium to be tarped off and sold for advertising, he was the lone dissenting voice, and that is something that really harkened back to Al Davis when he'd be the only owner to vote negatively on something.
I was literally going to ask you, is he feeling himself? So good choice of expression there. But just to go one step further, I mean, he did take this franchise to a place of getting this massive stadium deal, exponentially increasing the value of the franchise. Like, he's got to be feeling a little bit confident with himself after all of these moves.
I would imagine so, and yet there's a bittersweet thing to it. And I just read your article yesterday too, Adam. I mean, as he told you, it's a bittersweet thing, but then real life gets in the way, right? And it becomes more important as to what's going on with the global pandemic. This is a time when the Raiders should be celebrating and really feeling good about themselves, because you're right. He did do something that his father was never able to do. That is, get himself a brand new stadium that belongs to them, basically, to move markets and to have the league support him along the way. Those are a lot of things that his dad could never get done, especially in the later years. They still need to win on the field, and he'd be the first to tell you that as well. But, you know, it is impressive to see what he's done. And to me, the most impressive thing he ever said was the day that he really took over this team and hired Reggie McKenzie as the general manager. Was, he said, you know what, I don't know a lot of things, but I know what I don't know. And because of that, I have to surround myself with people that do know. So he's an owner that he says a lot of things that are kind of like the every common person that you don't hear a lot of NFL owners talking that way.
So on the comments yesterday, he, you know, told everybody that called him, you know, it's all or none. If not all the fans right. are there, none of them are there. And he said he has no confidence that it's going to be all the fans. So essentially, it's no fans at games this year. Let's just say that is his stance. Would he be allowed to do that if fans were allowed by the state of Nevada? Would he be allowed to say, no, we're not going to allow them in?
Yeah, I mean, if the NFL has told him, and this is what he told me, and this is what I've seen reported, is that the league is leaving it up to the respective teams and their local governments, municipalities, to decide. So if the owner says, you know what, no, we're not going to do it, then that's up to the team. And a lot of people would look at that as, ooh, that's taking away any kind of a home field advantage. I saw today on NFL Live, they're talking about, you know, if there's no fans at all, it's say in the Superdome in New Orleans, and that's one of the most raucous, crazy, boisterous fan bases you would ever experience. And if there's no fans there, that takes that away. And you know, and we don't know what it's going to be like in Las Vegas yet. You would imagine that it would be a pro Raider crowd, but it takes away that. And if that's his stance, and look, the thing that's the really take away from that is he's not doing that to you know, I'm not going to pick my ball up and go home because I'm not getting my way. He really feels, and he told you this too, Adam, is you know, how can he tell 8,000 fans that paid top dollar to sit in those seats, the people that sit in the black hole section, no, I'm sorry, you guys can't come to the game. That's why he voted against tarping those seats off and putting advertisement on there to recoup some money, because, A, he told me it's bad optics, and B, how can you tell 8,000 fans, oh, sorry, you can't come to this game, because they're sold out, because they've got nowhere else to put them. So it's all a really interesting, there's a lot of layers to this to really kind of understand the context behind all of it.